This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for July 29th. I'm Paul Plack. BRS Aerospace President Larry Williams announced here at AirVenture that the company will begin providing full repack service for its whole airframe parachute recovery systems. Cobalt Aircraft of France is here at AirVenture with a prototype of an aircraft it calls the CO-50. It's a single-engine canard airplane targeted at the U.S. business market. The Dominican Republic is here at Oshkosh, promising pilots who visit round-the-clock personal assistance with flight planning, customs procedures, fuel availability, and immigration and documentation. Oh, and no agency fees for aircraft under 30,000 pounds. An A321 carrying 152 people is reportedly down in the Pakistani capital of Islamabad. The flight was operated by AirBlue. There are no survivors. FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt visited AirVenture yesterday for a media briefing on a variety of subjects, ranging from his usual themes of safety and professionalism to the capabilities of NextGen. Diamond Aircraft is inviting North American owners and operators to upgrade their T-Alert-powered DA-42s to either Lycoming or Austro engine power. Republic Airways Holdings has signed a letter of intent with Embraer to acquire 24 new E-190s with the option to convert any of those orders to the larger 195. And when a British police agency lost its helicopter to arson, Eurocopter not only delivered a new one in reasonable time, but found the customer one to use in the interim. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, I'll talk with Sandy and Joanne Hill about their work accrediting master instructors and about their roles in administering the General Aviation Awards. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.